Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lynn from Mass with a question about broccoli.
Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. I'm one of your old but goody listeners.
Thank you.
Listen. Oh, you're welcome. I'm calling really in regards to my daughter's broccoli patch. Now, it's the first time she's tried to grow broccoli. We've had to move her garden from one side of our house out to the other side. And they filled all these raised beds and put beautiful compost that we have. Excuse me. And her broccoli is beautifully tall and green. And every head is about the less than the size of a plum. How do we get broccoli heads? What are we lacking?
Well, this has been a tough year. My broccoli, usually I get them in about the time that you start to see pansies available. So it's the very first crop that you put in your garden, and you should put it in when the weather is cold, because broccoli is actually called a cold weather crop. And the cooler your summer, the better your broccoli will produce. This year, I got it in at the same time. The initial heads seem to be smaller in size by, I'm going to say, 25% anyways than they were in past years. And I've had fewer side shoots because of the amount of heat. When you start to get 80s and 90s and warmer and dry, the broccoli plant does not produce like it should. So I don't think she's done anything wrong. I think it's more of a weather. But the broccoli plant should produce these little florets that will be 1 to 3 inches in diameter right up until about Thanksgiving. So tell her what she should be doing is the little side shoots that are coming off the plant now. Pick them, and what I do is, until I have enough to eat, I put them in a Ziploc bag. Keep them in a vegetable crisper, and then I'll have a meal or use them for dips or whatever. But what I would do right now, the middle of August, is get a good granular fertilizer, like Vegetable Tone, or the Dr. Earth vegetable fertilizer with probiotics, and give it a good feeding with a granular food to help that plant to be more productive as we get into September and October, because they will produce better when we have cooler weather than when the weather is really, really hot. So don't get discouraged. Keep watering. Keep cutting any shoots that do develop. And then in the fall, when things cool off, the broccoli plant will become more productive again. But the real big head that you see in the supermarket, that only happens once. After that, it's all side shoots. But normally, that one head, if you compare that to the side shoots, you'll have 25 times more broccoli from the side shoots than you will from that initial head. And believe me, in the fall, your broccoli will get productive. But feed it and keep it moist, and you'll be in good shape. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Maine with a question about spider mites.
Hey, Joe, good morning. Tell me where you're getting the spider mite.
Well, Paul, thanks for taking my call. Anyway, I'm not sure if it's spider mites that are my problem or not. I've got like a dozen window boxes and six whiskey barrels, all with million bells and petunias in them. They're dying underneath. The plants are still beautiful, but they're dying underneath, and I'm seeing some spider web type things, but I also, and I don't think these are spider mites, they look like fruit flies.
Looks like a fruit fly.
Yeah, okay. They fly.
Okay, spider mite would be a webbing on the top of the plant where your new growth is. If it's on flowers, so on million bells and geraniums and petunias and things like that, you would actually see a webbing near the tip of the plant. And if it gets really bad, you would actually see them on this webbing. But if you're losing the lower foliage, to me,
inside
the plant, it's not spider mite. What I would do is I would get a systemic insecticide that can go inside the plant that will take care of a lot of these insects. Now, Bayer, they have a tree and shrub. It's something that you can mix, spray it, and soak the ground, soak your container, and that will take care of it for the whole year. Because if it was a chewing insect, you would see holes. And you're not seeing holes. You're just seeing foliage that doesn't look very good. Now, the other possibility is, if the foliage is getting spotted, or you're getting a white coloration to the foliage, that could be fungus. And that can be controlled with a product called Serenade, which is an all-natural, all-organic fungicide. Bonide has a product called Funganil that's all-natural, and that works excellent. But what I would do, break off a few leaves, or maybe a short stem. Bring it down to your local garden center and have them look at it, and maybe they can determine. Now, one other thing that you can do, if it was spider mite, take a pair of scissors or pruners, cut off a stem that looks to be infected, take a sheet of white paper, take that little piece of the stem, bounce it, banging it on the white paper, and spider mite will fall when you bounce it on the white paper, and it will look like a little dot. And the little dot will move. And if you see these little specks that come off the branch when you bang it on the white paper and they're moving, then you have a spider mite. And that can easily be controlled with something called All Season Oil. It's made by Bonide. You can find it at your local garden center. And All Season Oil can be used on annuals, perennials, vegetables, shrubs, trees, and even houseplants indoors during the winter months. So All Season Oil is a great product for any type of sucking insect, not for chewing. So if there's no holes, you're getting yellowing foliage, you're getting webbing, then something like All Season Oil would be the best. It will take care of aphids, mealybug, scale, but nothing that chews, only sucking insects. Okay? So cut a little branch, bang it on your white paper. If little specks appear, watch it closely, and if they start to move, then you do have mites, and the oil would be the way to take care of it. Thank you for the phone call. And if we can help you, 855-660-4261. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by Shakeaway. Shakeaway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. Shakeaway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from Shakeaway. All Shakeaway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to shakeaway.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Mass with a question about cucumbers.
Hey, Mary, good morning. Tell me what's happening with the cucumbers.
I have got the most beautiful vines and the biggest leaves I have ever seen. And there's loads of yellow flowers, and I have not had one cucumber. There isn't even a cucumber on it.
You're kidding.
No. I looked at it the other day, and I said, well, gee, maybe I've got pumpkins or squashes or something, but they're huge. And the leaves are like maybe 5 inches across, if not more.
And you're not getting any cucumbers at all?
No. No. And there's flowers, and there's been, I was thinking, well, I don't have any bees, but there's been bees there, and there's absolutely nothing.
Okay. Well, cucumbers produce cucumbers and squashes, all of your vine crops, pumpkins, cantaloupes, and so forth, will produce 5 males for every female flower. And the female will start with a little tiny cucumber behind the blossom itself. So what I would do is, if possible, every morning or every night, go in the garden and kind of open up your cucumber vines a little bit. You know, just let some more sunlight come through, because it's possible that if the foliage is so thick and so large that the bees are not finding the actual flowers.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So maybe if you took some pruners out and where you have a lot of flowers visible underneath the leaves, cut off a leaf here and there and see what happens.
Okay, that's all right, because I had put lime and compost and new soil in there and sphagnum moss, and I planted them with the worm earth castings,
the plants are doing good, but you're not getting any cucumbers, and that defeats the whole purpose. So something is wrong there.
Yeah.
Somehow. So why don't you try cutting off a few leaves here and there to expose the flowers and see what happens. But
okay.
In that process, look carefully. And if you see a yellow blossom with a little baby cucumber behind the flower. That is a female, and the bees will give you cucumbers. And once they start coming, they will grow like crazy. Mine are very, very productive right now, and we just had a good rain, so that should help them even more.
Yeah, and I live on the lake. I live on a lake, so we do water them. I've got a pump in the lake, so they've had water in that too. So
yeah, I would just remove a few leaves here and there to expose some of the yellow flowers, and let's see what happens.
Okay. Thank you
okay.
very much, Paul. Yep.
Thank you, Mary. We appreciate the phone call. Bye-bye. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joanne from New Hampshire with a question about Dutch elm.
Hey, Joanne, good morning. What's happening with your elm tree?
Actually, it's a Dutchman's pipe.
Oh, Dutchman's pipe. Yes, a vine.
Yeah, I know my phone may not be too good today. So, yeah, it's a Dutchman's pipe, and I bought it to break up some hardscaping. You know, I have it going up a pole to my deck. And this
yes.
is the first year, and it's doing really good hiding, you know, my deck post, but it doesn't flower at all, and I really don't know much about it. I don't know what to do over the winter with it. Do I cut it back? Or
it seems
to attract a lot of mosquitoes, which is good. You know, they stick to it.
Okay. Dutchman's pipe is a winter hardy vine. Do not prune it. Okay?
Okay.
The first year that you plant it, it probably will not bloom because it's concentrating on becoming established in your yard. So don't panic.
Okay.
In the spring, fertilize it with plant tone. It will make some new growth. And next year,
go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
So that problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey. Forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruitiflies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And if you'd like more information on your garden, go to our website, paulparent.com. And while you're there, sign up for our weekly newsletter. Comes out every single Thursday. It's free. And there's new information every single week. And for those of you that currently receive it, you probably saw that we are planning a trip to Alaska in August of next year. This is a very, very good trip. My wife and I have been to Alaska a couple of times, and we have chosen things that we know you would love. Starting with time in British Vancouver, beautiful city. Time in Victoria, Canada, the Flower City of Canada, it's called. The Bouchard Gardens in Victoria. A 7-day cruise up the Inside Passage. Denali National Park, Fairbanks, and a lot more. So take a look at it. When you look at your newsletter, it will be on the website next week. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Pat from New Hampshire with a question about her perennial flowers.
Hey, Pat, good morning. How can we help you with your perennial garden?
Good morning, Paul. What I'd like to know is, when is the best time to dig up and divide the perennial flowers?
Well, most of them that are done blooming can be divided now.
Oh.
So things like iris, daylilies can be divided at this time of the year. Your hosta, usually by the end of August. And as they finish blooming and you deadhead them, then you can divide. So if it's in full bloom, leave it alone, enjoy the color. If it's all done blooming, then you can start dividing now. Just
how far,
condition.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Just make sure that you condition the soil so that, you know, you can get them off to a good start. Now, what type of perennials were you thinking of dividing?
Well, I have quite all different kinds, you know, so I was going to do quite a few that have died off. Larices. I can't think of all the names right now, but I have a lot of different ones, you know, and I thought have the flowers are dead, so I figured I could probably do it. How far should I cut them back, though?
What you want to do is to cut them so that you have about half of the normal foliage, so that there's less transplanting shock. Dig up the whole clump and then shake off some of the soil so that you can see what the root system looks like and where the individual stems are coming off of the plant. And get yourself a good sharp knife. Take your time and cut and pull and divide that way. And, for example, iris. If you planted iris 3 years ago, you planted one rhizome. The following year, it died, and it made two. They bloomed, and they each made two. So in a three-year period, iris have gone from one to two to four plants. So you will dig up the whole plant, keep the four new ones, and throw everything else away.
I see.
If it's a daylily, it's more of a clump. So you would dig up the whole clump, and you're going to notice that the foliage comes in a fan shape. And you want to have a clump that will have three fans per clump. That way you'll get more size and more color the following year. If you divide them as individual fans, you could wait two or maybe even 3 years to have blossoms. And the same thing with hosta. You want to have two to three plants in that clump when you divide it. So some plants, you're going to dig them and split them in two. Some may be three or four, depending on how old they are. But during mid-August until October is the time where most of your nurseries that grow plants for the retail nursery, that's now is when they are digging, dividing, and shipping to the nurseries for potting purposes for next year's crop. So if the weather can cool off a little bit, get out there, dig them. If the weather still stays hot and you have to do it, just make sure that you keep them wet at all times and you'll be in great shape.
What is the best soil? What is the best soil to put in the holes when I replant them?
I'll tell you, when I transplant, I always use, number one, soil moist. And soil moist is a product that helps to retain moisture. And it looks like rock salt. And for your average plants, if your average perennial, all you need is one pinch because it will expand 200 times.
And it's just called soil moist?
Soil moist. And it's there to help retain moisture. And it really does make a big difference. And most nurseries carry it.
Okay.
Now, If your soil is tired, get a bag of compost. Get some earthworm castings, seaweed, cow manure. So the better you condition the soil at the time of planting, the better and the faster the plant will develop, giving you better perennial garden the following year.
What about the lime?
Lime, if you want to have your soil tested, many garden centers test it. If you live in New England, look around the garden, okay? And if the grass around the garden is nice and green and thick and healthy and there's no moss, then there's a good chance that it's not that acid. If you see visible moss in your lawn, if you have a lot of oaks or pine trees on your property, then I would lime. And
okay.
for your average perennial garden, if you limed every 3 years, that's all you would need. You don't have to do it every year. Every 3 years is plenty.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much, Paul.
I thank you, and good luck.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye now. Thank you. And the other thing that you can do is once they're all been divided and planted, pick up a bottle of Plant Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. Plant Thrive has mycorrhiza, and mycorrhiza will help the plant that you have divided to get established in the garden a lot faster. I'll tell you, the stuff is great, and it will improve the quality of all of your transplants in just a matter of a couple of weeks. Tom, who's up next? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ann from Cape Cod with a question about asparagus.
Good morning, Ann. How can we help you with your asparagus today?
Good morning. This is the second year the asparagus has been in, and I'm not really sure what to do with the ferns, whether they can be cut back to the ground or whether just to let them die off, and then how to prepare for next year and what to expect next year when I can get some asparagus.
Okay. Well, you've got some of the basics down already, which is really good. What you want to do is do not cut back the foliage until they have turned yellow in the fall, which will be in late September, early October. And the other thing that you're probably noticing on your foliage are these little green BB-shaped balls on the foliage. Those are seed pods. And those will make brand new plants for you. So in late September, early October, when you're cleaning your garden, cut the asparagus right to the ground and get them all out of the garden. If you see on the foliage these little green pods, pull them off and throw them back into your asparagus bed. They will crack open. Seeds will fall in the spring, they'll germinate, and they'll make new plants for the future. Once you have cleaned the garden, if you want to broadcast some cow manure over it to give it a good feed for the fall, that would be great. In the spring, feed them with some cow manure or some compost to get them off to a good start. And then you start cutting. And what you want to do is on the third year, you can cut for about 3 weeks. And what I do is I cut every other one. The fourth year, you can cut for 4 to 5 weeks. And then after that, you can cut off and on all summer long as the shoots appear.
Okay.
So don't rush. Don't go out there and just cut everything down. You know, leave some foliage to develop because that's making energy to keep the plant actively growing.
Okay, thank you. I do have a question about rhubarb. I've got four rhubarb plants. Two of them have died back. I'm pretty sure they'll probably come back in the spring. But is it because we've been just overcast and humid and hot that they've died back? Or
yes. Yeah, mine have done the same thing. And normally I still have rhubarb at this time of the year. But it got so hot and it got so dry and so humid that and I went through my asparagus rhubarb beds and I cut off all of the seed heads so that the energy stayed in the foliage. And then all of a sudden, from nowheres, the leaves developed powdery mildew, and within a 10-day period, like yours, the whole plant just fell apart.
Okay.
And I've done exactly the same as I have for the last 7 or 8 years on these plants. They've been fed the same way, watered the same way, cared for exactly the same thing. But I think it got so hot so early, the plant couldn't tolerate it, and it just fell apart. So don't panic. Everything's okay. Give them a little cow manure in the fall, again in the spring, and they'll come right back to life for you.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Soils. Keep them simple. Keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Steve from Vermont with a question about fleas.
Steve, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good.
Yeah, I got fleas. I can't get rid of them. I mean, I got, you know, just in the house, out of the house. You know, I got deer infested with fleas that come in my yard. I have a skunk that comes through my yard infested with fleas. They're shaking them off.
Okay. The
so
best
I got a product called 7. Can I lay it down?
Nope. 7 isn't going to do it. 7 is for chewing insects. What you want to do, Steve, go to your local garden center, and what you want is a product made by Bayer, and it's called Complete. It comes as a liquid or a granular. So the granular you would put down with your spreader, or the liquid comes with a built-in applicator. You just screw it into your hose, turn on the water, spray your area, and it will kill all of your fleas and ticks. And due to the heat that we've had this year, the flea population is very, very high. I have 4 dogs. I have 3 Shih Tzus and a West Highland White Terrier. And we've had to use more flea product on them this year than we have in past years.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But I use the Bayer Complete in the backyard, and we noticed a big, big difference in the amount of fleas coming in with the dogs. And we haven't had a tick all year, and this is the first time that we've had no ticks coming in with the dogs. But
okay,
it's either a liquid or a granular, whichever is easiest for you, and you apply it now, water it in, and it will last for the rest of the year, and it will do a great job for you.
Okay, and that's Bayer Complete.
Right, Bayer Complete.
Okay. hey, when can I dig up my peonies and irises?
You can do that anytime now. Peonies have gone dormant for the year.
Okay.
And so now when you dig it up, it's going to look like a big swollen root. And on that root, you will see pointed buds about a half an inch in height. Now, when you cut them to divide them, you yeah. want to have a piece that has at least three buds in the gardening trade that call eyes. But you need to have 3 to 5 eyes on your peony for them to flower the following year. If you dig them up and you divide them and each piece has one bud, then you probably won't get any flowers for 2 or 3 years. Okay. So dig them up, shake off the soil, count the number of buds, 3 to 5 on each piece, condition the soil with compost, earthworm castings, seaweed kelp. Now, when you plant them, you cover the bud with no more than 1 inch of soil. So they want to be planted very, very shallow. And that way, once you've had a good rain, that 1 inch of soil is less than 1 inch, and they'll do good. If you cover your peonies with 3 inches of soil, you'll have great foliage, but no flowers. Okay? So plant them shallow, 3 to 5 buds per plant, condition the soil, and you'll be in great shape. We're here Sunday mornings. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. We are here on Sunday mornings to help you out, so give us a call. Check out the website, www.paulparent.com, and sign up for the newsletter. In a rainy day like we're having today, we have an archive of every newsletter for the last 3 years. So scan through it. You may find something that you like. If there's something that we can do for you, send me an email. Have a great week, everybody.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.